Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, for the tie of 34 yards on the right hash, the kick's away from 34. It's good, and the game ends in a tie. They tie at 40.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 through the Fan. Now, to answer important Cowboys and social media questions of the day, we've brought in Sean Sharif because he demanded more airtime.
Ha!
Sean, most importantly, after the tie, you said you were not satisfied. Were you able to get satisfaction before you came into work today?
No, my wife was asleep.
Oh my God.
So that's the only place that I would attain that.
That's good. You're a good husband.
Answer's
good
job. No.
Good job.
Well, if I was really going to be like RJ in halftime.
Oh, interesting.
Rain delay. He took advantage of that rain delay. earlier in the season, and I'm not exaggerating.
Well, okay.
That was smart on his part.
Is that information you wanted to know?
I knew that already because I did hear that on the show. My wife went to bed 12 seconds before the game was over, and then she was like, why didn't you come to bed last night?
Yeah, she
was
knew like, all 12 seconds about? Is all it took.
Oh, my God.
Look, hey.
No, unfulfilled.
I'm in for a race.
Yeah. Unfulfilled.
Yeah.
But I'm blaming the NFL. Bobby's mad at Brian Schottenheimer, who's personally hurt this morning, like,
because that was his guy.
Yeah.
Do you think he can win that trust back?
Yeah, I'm sure. If you know, he keeps complimenting him while insulting me.
You have to admit that was pretty funny on Friday, though.
Yeah, it was funny, but you know, it's kind of getting not funny.
Oh,
it's happened twice, and you know, like three times he's kind of keeps going there, and you know, I'm kind of rooting against him. He's going to become my McCarthy.
Whoa.
To Bobby if Brian Schottenheimer keeps it up.
Do you think that Shoddy let down Dak last night?
Great question. I think yes. Obviously, if you ask Dak, I was looking on the 55 cuts that we had on the audio sheet, and I was like, where are all the questions to Jerry and Shoddy about not going for it on fourth down? I know if there was a question on there to Dak, he would have said, yes, absolutely.
I wanna go for it, yeah.
We need to go ahead and go for it. So, yeah, I bet Dak is a little bit disappointed. I understand why Schottenheimer did it, and I feel like it was like 60-40 today, maybe even a little bit more than 60% that were okay with taking the points.
Mm. Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I'm in a weird place where that third down play looked so ridiculous, and Dak just said, F it, and chucked it up into the stands.
Yeah.
I was starting to think they were exhausted.
Broken drive.
They were done, and Dak was done because he had to run right before that and had the sack in his body. I thought that Shoddy just kind of went, let's get the points and get off the field, guys. Y'all don't have it left anyway. I don't know, though. I wasn't on the field. So
how much time was left when the Cowboys kicked the field goal? Is there any way he was thinking?
4 minutes and 40 seconds.
Okay, so that's...
That's too much.
But you're not... No, but I'm trying to think, was Schottenheimer trying to think of the of having a possession after Green Bay's, or is that's not enough time?
No, that is enough time, especially when...
Like, you know, Green Bay, it's only going to take them a Corey Majors 12 seconds to score.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then we'll get it, like, you know what
so
I mean?
It is enough time, but, like, NFL teams are so good at manipulating the time to bend to their whim. Like, you know, Green Bay scored fast because they needed to score fast at the end of the regulation. And he had to have known that they would be able to bleed the clock out.
Man, 43 seconds, yeah.
I just feel like you take some points to give you the possible win versus not getting it and having the automatic loss. To me, it's an automatic loss if you come away with nothing.
I agree. So
especially if your defense can't stop anybody.
Well, we know.
Like,
yeah,
they were Swiss cheese.
Yeah, it would have helped if, like, they had one stop in the second half to justify putting them out there. But we all knew they were screwed. Mm-hmm. Everyone tweeted me going, have you ever felt more terrified? It's so sad how terrified we are with 43 seconds left. Everyone, we all know. It's inevitable.
Yeah, look, I hear that. By the way, we did get confirmation that Malik Nabers does have a torn ACL out for the rest of the year. I know that was looking the way it went yesterday. I don't disagree with your thought at all that you don't get the field goal or you go for it and you don't score. You're going to lose the game. I agree with that. Is this not a team? I guess this is my perception. This team is not good enough to play like that. I think that they're kind of the inferior team theory. Like, you want to play one game instead of best of three. You want to go for two instead of forcing overtime, yeah. Going back to regulation.
Steal things.
Yeah, exactly. So,
smoke and mirrors.
So for me, I'm like, hey, that last play was a bust. We're going for it. So either we get it and we got a real shot to win this thing, or we don't, and let's pray for the best for a defense that hadn't made a stop in the second half. I guess that's my perception of this team is they weren't good enough to kick a field goal there.
I don't disagree. I wonder what happened because I was getting ready to do star up, star down at halftime, and I was getting ready to say Eberflus adjustment, star up, because after that 13-0 lead, it's like, oh, there's some pressure, and Collinsworth is talking about blitzing and Justin Houston in front four, and that totally gets wiped out in the whole second half.
Yeah, there was a play where Collinsworth, they were on the goal line, Cowboys defense, and he's like, they have stood up! And he's getting all excited, and then Jacobs runs in for a touchdown. You're like, okay, well, maybe they stood up for that last play. That was.
And I think that the play that you just said, I think that's what disappointed me the most, is one of your calling cards has been the rushing defense when you really needed it. And when you really needed it, they were able to take advantage of it after, like you said, Josh Jacobs had been mostly shut down.
The other thing that Bobby is not taking into account is Schottenheimer and the organization's view, as that's why I asked you for your math wizardry and crosstalk. Mm. A tie is better than a loss. Well, from a fan perspective, we're half team.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm like half team tank, but half, all right, let me hold out some hope until I have to be team tank.
I get it.
So I'd rather the loss than the tie myself right now today.
Because then you could push more into the team tank category.
Exactly. Push me in a direction.
I that's fair.
Push me in a place.
But at the same point, like,
don't put your hands on me, Corey.
I agree with all of that. But don't you think the Cowboys are kind of doing what the Rangers tried to do? Is like, hey, let's shorten the season and still have a chance. Like, let's shorten the season as much as we can and still have a chance. And that's what they did with the tie. This is one of the things I just
And I don't blame
up.
Them for that, absolutely.
That's why Jerry keeps talking about the Herschel Walker trade. Don't forget that we have all these picks.
No, we can use these picks now.
They're not going to do that. I would be stunned if that happened. But I will say this. I don't know how much this conversation came up on your show, and it's probably a talk for another day. But if you look at those picks for Green Bay is 0-1-1 in their last two games against the combination of Cleveland and Dallas, to which I don't think anyone thinks either one of those teams is really, really good. So I wonder if this is going to be something that sends Green Bay.
They're in a tough division, too.
Not to a bad season, but like if they finish the year 8-8-1, like let's all throw a party because now maybe that return looks a little bit better.
You want to hear my ridiculous thought?
Yes.
The tie was part of the Micah Parsons trade. We'll give you Micah.
Is this a Cooper
but
flag?
When y'all play us in week four, we have to tie.
Future schedule real quick for Green Bay while we're trying to sink them.
Because we all want them to be terrible.
Of course. Cincinnati at Lambeau.
Win.
That's a win for Green Bay. Packers at Cardinals.
Ooh,
Packers at Steelers. Okay. Panthers at Packers. So three of their next four look pretty
easy. It's the end of the season that really picks up for them, except for the Ravens, who have given up more points than the Cowboys.
Okay, I'm with you on that. But would you not have said you could have factored in these last two games, and those are pretty easy games? They were favored in both of those road games. They were favored by a touchdown in this game. And that's the other reason I'm more positive than neutral or negative today, is I thought you were going to get your doors blown off in this game. I really did.
Yeah, I lost a lot of money thinking that.
Look, the fact that Underdog has expanded it now out to making team picks is a great thing for all of us.
No, well,
maybe not this team pick.
Yeah.
All right, I could see how
they wouldn't let me pick the points. It was only the...
I don't understand why that wasn't on yours, but that was really
Isn't it
weird.
Frightening, though, how good Vegas is? A lot of times we'll do odds on the show and this and that, and I'm like... Odds talk numbers, but they really are the experts in spreads. Yeah. In terms of the spreads, I was getting every text message, oh, you should have bet 3,000, not 300. They're going to lose by 50. They're going to get destroyed. It was 13-0. We all thought it was over.
100%.
Done. So I'm just not feeling great this morning because I know the reality of the defense for the whole year now. At least after the Eagle game, I had a little bit more optimism because of the unknown. All right, was it the first half or the second half? Well, now we know the defense sucks.
Yes.
And the defense is not getting fixed. And the likelihood of Dak playing like that and them dropping 40 every week is low. So the only thing I know about the year is it's going to be a wild ride. It's going to be a wild ride into probably no playoffs.
I'm relatively pleased with Reddy Stewart. I think Diggs looked a little bit better last night.
I think Trayvon Diggs did just fine yesterday.
I think when Bland gets his feet under himself a little more, he's going to be better, and the secondary can be better. I think the linebacker play right now is atrocious.
Yeah.
And I honestly, the front four, I'm relatively pleased with. So now, that doesn't say that the Bears game wasn't miserable. That was. The Giants game was miserable, too. I think they can get better, but I don't know how they're going to get better at the linebacker position before the season.
Overshown. Over.
Fingers crossed.
All right, so at the end of November, maybe we'll hold out for that. Leofau, if he could.
He's just got to keep his head.
Yeah.
Man, and he made me look stupid.
Yeah.
Stupider. My gosh, I had my hand up as part of the fan club. Get him on the field.
He's fun.
Me too. Get me the too. Other out of there.
That was a bad, that was a dumb play.
Shampoo endorser, but not just the dumb play. He had a total whiff.
Missed tackles.
Right before.
Yeah. So this team isn't a good tackling team right now.
Yeah, you know, when you have your guy, get him out there. What are you doing? And then you're like, never mind.
That's how I felt about Wanya Thomas when he made the block and then he needed to get out there. I was feeling really gung-ho. Then maybe there was one play that I was like, hey, it's not going to be perfect. All right? It's not. And this is where I wonder if, because going into the game, a lot of people were like, oh, the Cowboys could be 0-3. And I was like, I hear you, but they could be 2-1. Like, they absolutely... Brandon Aubrey is always there to save the day like he did against the Giants, but they could have won that Eagles game. I'm sure they walk out of this game thinking they could have won. And I think that's the problem when you talk about the split nature of going for it versus team tank. I guarantee you, especially the Jones family is like, hey, we're 1-2-1, but we could be 3-1. And that's a problem if you want them to kind of lean into, hey, let's get a top five pick.
What do you think the Jets spread is for next week? Have you seen it?
I have not. I would say Cowboys are on the road. Cowboys by 1.5.
What do you think, Corey?
Jets by 2.
Cowboys by 1.5. Mm. So favored right now. Let's scout them tonight, Monday Night Football.
I mean, but like, how much is that spread really going to move against considering who they're playing?
I'm calling this the Culture Bowl.
Oh, I like it.
A lot of people are going to mock. You know, I fall for the culture stuff all the time. Choppy's dead inside, so he's not really, you know, he kind of rolls the eyes. A lot of the media in town mocked all of us loving the shoddy press conferences, and of course, we have them every single Friday, but this is Brian Schottenheimer versus Mr. Aaron Glenn was all culture. Yeah. Total culture. This is the culture bowl.
Okay. Who's your pick in the culture bowl?
I'm not going to give away.
But man, it's Monday. We just played a game. God. Let's focus on that game first.
24-hour rule, dude.
Yeah, we'll get to Monday. Okay. Next Monday.
Oh, I don't know what to do. Is it still the 24-hour rule?
Kevin,
after
I like
a
to
tie?
Kevin, I like to wallow. I'm a wallower.
you brought up the spread.
You know what? I got to go.
All right, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Sean Sharif, now that's an ender.
That was good.
That was Corey Major's gotcha point right there. And it really did work out super well. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we can talk more about the Cowboys, of course. But what I also want to know, what was your most surprising or interesting result across the rest of the NFL yesterday? That and more Cowboys next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.